post came in, what would you say about the post?
Well, you see, chestnuts last as long in the ground, hitting locusts last as long in the ground as any kind of timber you can put in the ground. And I'd say use locusts now because you can get chestnuts. They make a good fence.
If you weren't making a rail fence and you went out and you want to set up a barbed wire fence, you'd have to dig holes for what? What would you put down in the hole?
For the post.
Okay.
You dig holes for the post.
There's one kind that you didn't talk about that it's made out of rock.
Rock?
Uh-huh.
Rock fence?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever see any of them around?
Yeah, there? I've seen them up around on the canal. They used to have rock fences all along.
Get them to keep them falling over.
Well, there's big limestone rocks. They just lay them and make a fence out. There's a fence right over here. It's covered up with dirt now. It's made out of rock. Old man Pugh House and somebody else made it out of rock.
Well,
all around.
Standing when they covered it up.
They didn't cover it up. Water washed dirt over there. They just laid them things, just lay them rocks. Them big rocks. Take two men and sometimes pick one of them rocks.
Where did they find the rocks?
Blast them out of the limestone hill over here. Old man Pugh House and old man used to blast them out and haul them on a wagon and put them right outside the tabernacle church on that fence road. You can go up a little hall right. If it ain't all gone now, there used to be a rock fence.
I take you up there and see them. I haven't seen any rock fence made. I said it's built up close to Nashville someplace.
Yeah.
If
you have that better than a rail fence across a holler. You'd put, say there's a drain coming down there. You put that rock fence there, and the dirt will just keep banking out, and it'll back that dirt up, and you have instead of a ditch, you have a bottom. Good bottom there.
If you wanted to get a hand to start laying, what would you put in the nest to fill her and get her to start?
Well, the best way to do is to give her some laying pellets. Corn, and then put one of these gourds. That's what we put in there. And they'll lay in.
You still have trouble with your hands laying eggs?
No. Sometimes I have trouble with them eating them.
I didn't know they ate them.
Yeah, they'll eat them.
What makes them do that?
Well, if I'm one broke and they eat it, then they start that runs one and she starts eating them. If you don't get some of this stuff to feed them, they'll all go to eat me. You got to feed them a stuff out in this country here. There's not no limestone or nothing. And they have to have a certain stuff to eat to build up their system. And they're going to get it somewhere if they feed the poor eggs. And if you can buy it at the store, some of these stores to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
It's crushed limestone and these mussel shells. You take a mussel shell, they make that stuff to hens eat out of that.
Well,
it is. It's good for them, too. Good for them to keep eating the eggs. I'd love to have some now.
What would you say, what do you call your very best dishes that you eat out of?
China.
China.
Okay. Did you ever see an egg made out of it?